This is St. Louis Public Radio. Burning fossil fuel releases carbon dioxide, which contributes to climate change. Figuring out how to keep carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere is a big scientific question. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, a team of Washington University researchers is now testing ways to trap carbon dioxide underground.
It's called carbon sequestration. It involves injecting carbon dioxide deep underground, where it reacts with the surrounding rock and water. Slowly, the carbon dioxide becomes rock itself. Daniel Jamar is a professor of environmental engineering at WashU. He says scientists already know that basalt, a type of volcanic rock, reacts with carbon dioxide and turns the gas into limestone.
But the questions are, how quickly does that happen? Where does it happen?
To help answer these questions, Jamar set up a bunch of environmental chambers in his lab that look like little pressure cookers. They're meant to simulate conditions underground.
So right now we have a reactor that is pressurized up to about 1,500 pounds per square inch, about 100 times atmospheric pressure.
Inside each one, he placed water, carbon dioxide, and a small piece of basalt rock. Then, using 3D imaging, his team tracked how quickly the carbon dioxide turned into rock. Turns out, it was pretty fast. In just 6 weeks, the gas began turning into limestone. Jamar says that's encouraging. The faster the carbon dioxide turns into rock, the sooner it's trapped underground permanently.
Essentially, you now have limestone instead of basalt. And it's not going to leak, it's not going to pose any environmental hazards. You could walk away from that site.
But he also points out that carbon sequestration is not a silver bullet.
It won't just be carbon sequestration, it won't just be renewables, it won't just be energy efficiency. We need to do a whole range of approaches.
Jamar and his team will soon join a Department of Energy study on carbon sequestration. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.